I will do my best.
我会尽力的。
But I don't have anything near as fun as children's choir.
但是在这些儿童诗班前面，我好像没有什么新的东西可以给大家。
Isn't that great?
他们很棒，不是吗？
It's good to be with you.
很高兴能够再次跟大家在一起。
And special welcome to my friend Alan and Anne.
特别高兴的欢迎我的朋友 Alan and Anne。
You didn't expect that, did you? Alan and I are golfing friends, and we're good friends.
Alan and 我是在打高尔夫球的朋友，我们是很好的朋友。
He never laughs at me when I play poorly.
当我打得很差的时候，他从来不笑我的。
At least in my face.
至少不在我面前笑我。
Let's look at John chapter 2.
让我们今天来看约翰福音第二章。
Verses 1 to 11, and this will be a narrative sermon.
我们要看第一节到十一节。今天是一个比较属于叙述性的一个讲道。
In other words, we'll just follow the text and see what the text can teach us this morning.
基本上我们今天就是来看这个经文，透过这个经文我们看到我们可以学到什么。
We see in this passage that Jesus has gone to a wedding.
在这个经文里面我们看到耶稣去参加一个婚礼。
There's no mention here of who is being married, butIt was in Cana of Galilee, so it was not likely they were very important people.
这里并没有提到谁结婚，但是从这里我们看到是在加利利的迦拿，我们大家可以知道这些人不是什么重要人物。
To me, it seems a bit frivolous for Jesus, the Son of God, to be spending so much time.
对我来讲，耶稣，神的儿子，花这么多时间
to spend so much time partying with a nameless couple in a small, less than ordinary town.
他花那么多时间跟一对在一个不知名的小镇还有微不足道 的夫妇一起欢乐派对是有点无聊的事情。
Didn't Jesus have better things to do?
耶稣没有更重要的事要做吗？
Jesus was the very Son of God.
耶稣是神的独生子。
He came to earth as a revelation of the Creator God.
他来到世上要显明创造主他自己。
He came to bear the sins of all the world and lift the curse of sin and death.
他来到世上是要担当世人的罪，并除去罪和死亡的刑罚。
He only had 3 years left before his death.
在那个时候，他只有不到三年的时间，离他的死期不到三年的时间。
You would think Jesus had more important things to do.
你们会想说，耶稣应该有更重要的事情要做。
Here was a wedding.
这里有一个婚礼。
In verse one,
在第一节这里说婚礼。
Jesus loved to be among the people.
耶稣喜欢在人群当中。
He was the kind of person people enjoyed having around.
他是那种大家很喜欢跟他在一起的人。
It was like he was family.
他就好像是我们的家人一样。
He was the kind of person that when you met him, you felt as though you had known him for a very long time.
他是那种你一见到他就会觉得好像认识他很久的人一样。
He was easy to be around.
他是很随和的。
This perhaps has something to do with the reality that when people saw Jesus...
这可能跟一个事实有关系，就是当人见到耶稣的时候
，They were able to look into the face of their Creator God.
他们就好像可以看到那位创造主的脸面一样。
And in the same way, we find our greatest joy and comfort in a relationship with the loving, creative Creator God.
同样的，我们会发现，我们跟我们的创造主有一个亲密的关系的时候，我们就可以找到最大的喜乐和满足。
The people in Jesus' day were just at ease in His presence.
在耶稣那时候的人，他们跟耶稣在一起，觉得很自在的。
Jesus came all the way down to live with humanity.
耶稣从天上来到世人当中，跟世人在一起。
He came to join in their celebrations.
他来参加他们的庆典。
Share their sorrows.
担当他们的悲伤。
Be there in their failures.
当他们挫败的时候，陪着他们。
Attend their gatherings and join them in worship.
参加他们的聚集，参加他们的敬拜。
And this is what God, our Creator, is like.
这也就是神，我们的创造主，他就是这样子。
He loves us so much.
他爱我们到一个地步。
He comes to reveal himself and interact in fellowship with his creation.
他亲自来显明他自己，与他所造的这些受造物有关系，有互动。
We are made for God.
我们是神所造的。
Jesus enjoyed being with people.
耶稣喜欢跟人们在一起。
And people enjoy being around Jesus.
人们也很享受跟耶稣在一起。
This wedding was in Cana of Galilee.
这个婚宴是在加利利的迦拿。
We know very little about this small village, except, well, it was on the other side of the tracks in Galilee.
我们对这个小村庄所知的不多，除了知道它是在加利利一个低产阶级的地区。
Galileans were the hillbillies of Israel.
加利利人在以色列当中算是乡下人。
The region was distant from the trade routes that passed by Jerusalem.
这个地区呢，离经过耶路撒冷这样一个贸易路线是很远的。
And so Galilee was out of the way and isolated.
所以加利利是算比较偏远，并且是被隔离的。
They had little exposure to the outside world.
他们对外界没有什么接触。
Some say Cana was just a short distance from Nazareth.
有人说迦拿离拿撒勒很近。
And people said of Jesus who came from Nazareth.
当人提到从拿撒勒来的耶稣的时候。
Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
他们说拿撒勒还能出什么好的吗？
Galilee then was out of the way.
所以加利利是很偏远的。
So if Jesus was looking for good press.
如果耶稣想要有舆论上的好评的话。
This Galilee was not the place to be.
他实在是不应该待在加利利的。
Just as an aside,
从某一个意义来说
，Parkinson's disease, it's sometimes your face is not very expressive.
帕金森这个症呢，不是
expressive.
哦，脸部很难有表情。
Right, that. So this next part is humor.
所以呢，下面我要讲的这个笑话呢，
希望
你们可以会意得到。
So you need to try to catch the punchline.
希望你们可以会意得到。
People tend to refer to their small town sometimes in a joking manner.
有时候人们对他们自己所住的小镇呢，用一个开玩笑的方式来说。
It has been said our town is so small.
他说我们的镇是这么的小。
Our city limit signs are both on the same post.
我们的城市界限范围的那个标示牌都在同一根柱子上。
Our town is so small.
我们的镇是这么的小。
The McDonald's only has one arch.
麦当劳的招牌只容得下一个拱形这样的标志。
Our town is so small.
我们的镇这么小。
A night on the town takes only 11 minutes.
在这个小镇过夜生活呢，十一分钟就可以度完了。
Our town is so small.
我们的小镇这么小。
Second Street is the next town over.
我们的第二街呢是在隔壁镇。
Our town is so small.
我们镇是这么小。
The town square was a triangle.
我们的广场是一个窄三角形。
Thank you for laughing.
谢谢你们可以对这个笑话能够笑得出来。
It says here Jesus and his disciples were invited.
这里讲到耶稣跟他的门徒都一起被邀请了。
We can see here how intimately Jesus was connected to his disciples.
从这里我们可以看见耶稣跟他的门徒的关系有多么的亲密。
They couldn't really invite Jesus without inviting his disciples as well.
他们不能说只邀请耶稣而不邀请他的门徒。
Everywhere the disciples went, people could tell that they were Jesus' people.
不管门徒去到哪里，人们都可以认出来他们是属于耶稣的人。
That is who they were.
那个就是他们的所是。
Everywhere the disciples went, they took Jesus with them as well.
不管门徒去到哪里，他们也带着耶稣跟着他们去。
People would look at the disciples and get an idea of what Jesus was like.
当人们看见门徒的时候，他们就可以知道耶稣是一个怎么样的人呢？
We as well are first and foremost Jesus' disciples.
首先很重要的，我们也是耶稣的门徒。
And so we go out into our world.
所以当我们进入到世界去。
Attend the weddings, go to work.
我们参加婚礼，我们上班。
Attend school and make our plans.
我们上学，我们交朋友。
And we take Jesus with us.
我们也是带着耶稣。
Take his lifestyle.
带着他的生活形式。
Take his character and attitudes.
带着他的性格跟他的态度。
So that when people see us, they will see Jesus.
所以当人们看到我们的时候，人们可以看见耶稣。
And Jesus said, "When you see me, you will see God the Father."
而耶稣说，当你见到我的时候，你就见到了父神。
Jesus was invited.
耶稣。被邀请
and they wanted Jesus there.
他们希望耶稣在场。
Jesus was comfortable with everyday life.
在每日的生活里面，人们跟耶稣在一起是觉得很自在一件事情。
For you see, God and Jesus Christ is not an intruder into our lives.
因为你知道，耶稣并不是我们生活生命里面的一个干扰者。
As though he doesn't belong, he is the joy of life.
好像他并不属于我们的生活一样，其实他是我们生活里的喜乐。
Jesus says, "My yoke is easy."
耶稣说，我的轭是容易的。
In other words, His way fits the way that we are meant to live as children of God.
另外一句话来讲，也就是说，耶稣他的方式是我们要成为神的儿女的方式应该活出来的样子。
So to be a Jesus person is not a burden.
所以做一个属耶稣的人并不是一个重担。
It is a blessing.
是一个祝福。
So Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
所以耶稣跟他的门徒都被邀请到这个婚宴。
And it was the most natural thing in the world that they were together.
对这个世人来讲，他们在一起是最自然不过的事了。
In verse 3, we see they had no wine.
在第三节这里，我们看到他们没有酒了。
Jesus' mother came to him saying, they have no wine.
耶稣的母亲来到耶稣面前跟他说他们没有酒了。
This would be a great embarrassment to the host family.
对这个主婚的家庭来讲，这件事情是很尴尬的。
Hospitality in the Middle East was and is a cultural obligation.
在中东那个地区，待客是他们文化上面的一个义务。
And maybe even Mary had some role in the arrangements as she tried to remedy the situation.
有可能玛利亚在那个婚宴当中，她有负责安排事情的角色，所以她想要解决这个，帮忙解决问题。
There was a need.
这里有一个需要。
She didn't know what to do about it.
玛利亚不知道怎么办。
They couldn't run down to ShopRite and get what they needed.
他们没有办法在那个时候跑到超市去买他们所需要的。
Mary didn't even know what Jesus would do or how he would go about it.
玛利亚也不知道耶稣会做什么，或是他将会如何做呢？
She didn't know what he would do, but she knew Jesus.
她不知道耶稣会怎么做，但是她知道耶稣。
She knew his heart.
她知道耶稣的心。
She knew something of his power.
她知道耶稣的能力。
And she turned to Jesus when she had nowhere else to turn.
当她无路可去的时候，她转向耶稣。
And she came to Jesus not telling him what to do.
她来到耶稣面前不是叫耶稣告诉耶稣做什么。
She doesn't say turn the water into wine.
她不是跟耶稣说把水变成酒吧。
She simply brings a need before him.
她只是单纯的把一个需要带到耶稣面前。
Turns it over to him so he can work in his way.
把这件事情交托给耶稣，让耶稣可以照着他的方式来工作。
And here was Mary's simple, confident faith that reminds us we too can bring our needs to Jesus.
所以玛利亚这个单纯又充满自信的信心也提醒我们，我们也可以把我们的需要带到耶稣面前来。
With an open mind as to how he will work.
我们用一个敞开的心思意念来看耶稣要怎么工作。
Too often we want God to rubber stamp our own plans.
很多时候我们想要我们想要神来认可我们所做的一个计划。
Thank you.And we need to come to him with an obedient heart because we have come to know him as our Savior and Lord.
我们也要带着一个顺服的心来到神面前，因为我们已经认识到他是我们的救赎主。
We can bring our needs, our fears, and our burdens to him.
我们可以把我们的需要、我们的惧怕跟我们的重担带到神面前来。
And let God do what we are unable to do for ourselves.
让神为我们做我们所不能做的事。
The familiar hymn.
有一首大家很熟悉的诗歌。
Oh, what peace we often forfeit.
多少平安屡屡失去。
Oh, what needless pain we bear.
多少痛苦白白受。
All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer.
皆因未将各样事情带到主恩面前求。
We can bring our needs to Jesus and he will guide us and direct us.
我们可以把我们需要带到耶稣面前，他会引导我们，他会指示我们。
In verse 4, Jesus responds, Dear woman, why do you involve me?
在第四节讲到耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？
Jesus' response is interesting and puzzling at the same time.
耶稣的回答很有趣，在同时也是令人困惑的。
Dear woman, why do you involve me?
母亲，我与你有什么相干？
My time has not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。
It sounds unusual to us.
对我们来讲，这听起来不太寻常。
But in Jesus' day, this was a...conversational expression.
但是在耶稣的那个时代，这是一个很平常的对话的用词。
It could mean when spoken angrily, I don't want anything to do with you.
当我们用生气的口吻来讲这句话的时候，他可能就说我不想跟你有什么相干。
But when spoken with love and respect, indicated basically, don't worry, I will handle things in my own way.
但是如果我们是用一个爱跟尊重的口气来讲的话，他的意思就是说不用担心，我会用我的方式来处理这件事情。
Your concern and mine are not the same.
你跟我所关注的事情并不尽相同。
In this setting, the thought here is more like saying, "Don't worry, leave it to me. Everything's going to be all right."
在这个场合，他的意思比较说，不用担心，把它交给我，不会有事的。
Mary trusted her son to do what was right.
玛利亚相信她的儿子会做对的事情。
She trusted him to do things in his way and his time.
她也信任耶稣可以用他的方式在他的时间做事情。
How tragic it is to see a world so dominated by the spirit of arrogance and self-sufficiency.
但很可悲的是，我们看见今天的世界是被那种骄傲自高的灵所支配。
When Jesus comes saying, "If you only do things my way,"
当耶稣来对我们说，只要你照着我的方式来做，
you will find security, strength, and serenity.
你就会有保障，有力量，有享受安宁。
But we insist on striving and complaining and despair.
但是我们却坚持自己奋斗，然后不断的抱怨，到最后绝望。
Rather than letting go, thanking God and trusting in Him.
而不是放手，感谢神，来信靠神。
Think of the pain and suffering that would be eliminated from our world if people just followed the Ten Commandments.
想想看，如果人们都来遵守十诫的话，那些痛苦和苦难不会存在在这个世上的。
No divorce.
不会有离婚的事。
No adultery.
没有淫乱。
No violence.
没有暴力。
No backstabbing.
没有人会在后面捅你一刀。
But the world has its own ways, and the tragic results are clear to see.
但是这个世界却是任行极路，因此我们就可以看见这些悲剧的发生。
We need to keep remembering that it is in Jesus as we trust and obey Him.
我们必须要记得是耶稣是我们所信任、所顺服的。
That we find peace, power, and purpose in life.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就可以找到平安跟我们生命的目的。
Mary knew and trusted Jesus.
玛利亚她知道这样的事情，她信任耶稣。
And that His way would be the way of blessing and abundance.
她知道耶稣的走的路，她所做的事情是一个祝福和充满丰盛的一个道路。
So she says in verse 5.
所以她在第五节这样说。
Servants do whatever He tells you.
她叫那些仆人说，她告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Here was a need that could not be met.
这里有一个需要没有办法被满足。
And Mary's answer was, "Do whatever Jesus tells you to do."
玛利亚的回答就是说，耶稣告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
And here were these servants given instructions.
所以这些仆人他们得到一个指示。
And there was no doubt in people's mind that they would certainly follow his instructions.
在这些仆人的脑子里面一点疑问都没有，他们就跟从了这些指示来做。
Why were they so sure?
为什么他们就这么确定的跟着做呢？
It was because these were servants.
因为他们是仆人。
They knew their place was to listen and to obey.
他们知道他们的职责就是要听，然后要遵从。
Jesus was about to change water into wine.
耶稣即将把水变成酒。
He was about to meet the need of the day in a miraculous, abundant way.
他即将用一个奇迹式的、丰满式的方式来满足那天的需要。
But he needed servants.
但是他需要有仆人。
Those who would listen and obey.
那些愿意听而顺服的人。
It is true for us as well.
对我们来讲，这个也是真实的。
In our world,
在我们的世界里。
In our church,
在我们的教会里。
In our family,
在我们家里。
If God is to do His work in His way, He still needs willing, obedient servants.
如果神要在我们当中来行他的事情的时候，他也需要我们这一群愿意听而顺服的人。
Who listen and obey?
我们愿意听，愿意顺服。
What we see here is that obedience always leads to blessing.
这里我们看见顺服永远带来祝福。
And if you take nothing else home from you from this message this morning,
如果今天你从我的正道里面都没有听到任何的信息，
take home that obedience always leads to blessing.
我希望你们能够记住这句话，顺服永远带来祝福。
These servants were about to experience the miraculous power of God up close and personal.
这些仆人他们即将要亲身的经历神那种神奇的大能。
We don't know their names.
我们不知道这些仆人的名字。
These servants were the least of all those in attendance.
这些仆人在婚宴里面参加的人当中是最微不足道的人了。
If anyone deserved a miracle,
如果有人配得看一个神迹。
If anyone deserves new wine, it would be the master of the feast.
如果有人配得喝到这个新酒，那应该是管宴席的。
Or be the bride and the groom.
或是新郎跟新娘。
Who are treated as a king and queen during the days of wedding festivities.
他们在那个婚宴当中被当作好像国王跟皇后对待的人一样。
But who is it that sees the miracle the closest?
但是这里我们看见是谁最近距离的看见这样的一个神迹呢？
Menial servants who obeyed, step back, and look at what God did.
是那些顺服并且退到后面看神作为的这些卑微的仆人。
We need to seek after a servant spirit.
我们必须要去追求一个仆人的灵。
We need to long for a servant heart.
我们需要去渴慕一个仆人这样的心。
A heart that is open to God's blessing in our lives.
这个心是对神敞开，来愿意来接受神对我们生命里面的祝福。
As servants of our King, we need to step away from self-importance.
作一个仆人，我们应该要脱离那些自高之事。
And move toward divine dependence.
而走向那属天的依靠。
Jesus lived the most powerful, influential, world-changing life ever lived.
耶稣他活出了最有能力、最有影响力、能够改变世界的这样一个生命。
How was this?
他如何做到呢？
Jesus lived this life as a servant, submission, washing feet.
耶稣是如同仆人一样的活出他的生命来，他顺服，他为门徒洗脚。
Crucifixion, death, and glorious resurrection.
他被钉十字架，他死了。最后他有一个荣耀的复活。
Jesus set the example of servanthood. Jesus set the example of servanthood.
耶稣为我们设了一个仆人的榜样。
In verse 6, we see,
在第六节这里我们看见,
nearby stood 6 stone water pots.
有六口石缸摆在那里。
Nothing was more common in the Middle East than water jars at feasts or public gatherings.
在中东那个地方，在有节日或是公众聚集的时候，有水缸、石缸摆在那里，是很稀松平常的事。
Few things were more available than water jars.
没有多少事情是比水缸更垂手可得的了。
They would be as common as Tupperware bowls.
他们就像我们今天的塑胶碗一样的普遍。
Or more likely would be compared to a wash bucket used for cleaning.
他们又好像是我们用来清洗用的水桶一样。
These jars were not necessarily sanitary.
这些水缸并不一定会是卫生的。
Basically, they were there to wash smelly feet.
基本上他们是摆在那里用来洗臭脚丫的。
I'm not sure I want my coffee at coffee hour served out of wash pails.
我不确定当我在喝咖啡的时候，我想要我的咖啡是从这种水桶里面的水煮出来的。
But Jesus had a way of taking what was common and ordinary and maybe a bit unsavory.
但是耶稣他却是能够从这种平常很平凡的，甚至有一点不太卫生的。
And bringing transformation, fragrance, and benefit.
他从这些东西把它转变更新成为馨香的、有益处的。
Jesus takes that which is ordinary and common.
耶稣用这一些很普通的、很平凡的东西。
A manger, a cross.
就如同马槽，如同石架。
Donkeys, fishermen, boats.
驴驹、渔夫，还有渔船。
IBM employees,
IBM 的员工,
teachers,
老师,
painters, builders,
画家, 建筑工,
students and children,
学生, 孩子们,
all of these less than perfect,
这些都是不完美的人,
maybe at times a bit off scent,
有时候可能是也不太卫生的,
something less than sanitary,
是有点发臭的,
and Jesus brings forth newness of life, abundance and beauty.
但是耶稣却可以从他们里面带出一个新生命来，是充满美丽跟丰富的。
That is how God works.
这个就是神的工作。
That is what is redemption.
这就是神的救赎。
Transforming that which is worthless,
把没有价值的
into something of infinite worth.
更新转变成为有永恒价值的。
In verse 7, Jesus says, "Fill the jars with water."
在第七节这里，耶稣说，把缸倒满了水。
They filled them to the brim.
他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
These servants didn't obey halfway.
这些仆人他们并没有遵从指示，遵从到半途而已。
They did exactly as Jesus said.
他们是完全照着指示而行。
They filled them full to overflowing.
他们把缸倒满了水。
In one sense, Jesus could have turned the water into wine without these servants.
从某种意义上来说，耶稣可以不使用这些仆人就把水变成酒了。
But in another sense,
但从另外一个意义来说，
He chose specially to use them.
耶稣却特别的选择要用他们。
Their obedience was needed for his working.
而这些仆人，他们要在耶稣的工作上面成就这些事情的一个必要条件，就是他们的顺服。
There are times when we take the reality that God is in control.
有时候我们有认知到这样一个事实，就是神掌管一切事。
In a sense, don't worry, God is in control.
他的意思就是说，不用担心，神掌管一切。
And then we live as though because he is in control.
但是因为这样的一个观念呢，我们就会这样的生活，说因为神 掌管。
What I do is not important.
我做什么都不重要。
The idea is that God will do His work no matter what I do.
所以这样的思想主要就来自说，不管我做什么，神都会做他的工作。
The fact remains, Jesus really needs your servanthood.
但是事实上，耶稣实在是需要我们这一群愿意顺服的仆人。
The reality is that if these servants had not obeyed,
如果这些仆人他们不顺服的话，
there would be no miracle.
就不会有神迹的发生。
Our obedience is crucial to the spreading of the kingdom of God in our world.
我们的顺服对我们要传扬神的国这样的工作是很重要的。
There are those things that will not happen apart from our obedience, faith, and prayer.
如果没有我们的顺服，没有我们的信心，没有我们的祷告，有一些事情是不会发生的。
That's a bit sobering, isn't it?
这个是一件很严肃的事情，不是吗？
Look in verse 10.
那我们再来看第十节。
When the servants took the water to the master of the feast,
当仆人们把水带给管宴席的。
They must felt very weird taking foot washing water for the taste test.
他们可能会觉得有点奇怪，把洗脚水拿来给人家品尝。
At what point the water turned into wine? I don't know.
我并不知道在什么时间点那个水变成酒。
But I like to think it happened just as the servant handed it to the master of the feast.
但是我喜欢去想说，它是发生在当仆人把这个水拿给管宴堂管会席的。
He took a taste.
他尝了一口。
Then another.
又一口。
He did a double take.
然后又喝了两口。
Then another.
然后又再一口。
His response was,
他的回答是,
This is good stuff.
这是好酒。
And so the master of the feast had some questions.
所以这个管宴席的他有一个问题。
He pulls the groom aside, wondering,
他把新郎拉到一边去问,
You've been holding out on us.
你一直瞒着我们。
Why are you keeping the best until last?
为什么你把最好的留在最后呢?
But Jesus takes this old stale water and turned it into the finest wine.
所以耶稣把这个旧的、污浊的时候的水把它变成了上好的好酒。
And we know that he is able to take old, tired, broken lives.
所以我们知道他也可以把我们旧的、疲惫的、破碎的生命
and bring newness of life.
把它变成了一个新生命
healing and holiness.
充满医治、充满圣洁
and fill our lives with abundance.
把用一个丰盛来充满我们的生命。
Jesus met their need in an overabundant way.
耶稣常常是用超过 一切的丰盛的方法来充满我们的生命。
Each pot was 20 to 30 gallons.
每一个石缸大概有20到30加仑。
What do you do with 150 gallons of wine?
150加仑的酒叫人家怎么用?
Jesus did not believe in drunkenness, we know that.
我们知道耶稣并不鼓励醉酒。
So why so much wine?
那为什么要他要变那么多的好酒呢?
Jesus tells us in John 10:10.
耶稣在约翰福音十章十节告诉我们。
I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
我来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Jesus came to hold nothing back in giving newness of life.
耶稣来到这里，毫无保留的要把一个新的生命赐给我们。
This new wine is a symbol of new life.
这个新酒就是一个新生命的象征。
And just as Jesus went above and beyond the necessity of providing wine for the guests.
就好像耶稣超越一切所需要的来提供那些客人上好的好酒。
He goes above and beyond.
耶稣也是超越我们所能够想象的。
In providing newness of life for those who come to know him.
来为一切认识他的人预备丰富的生命。
Well, what can we take home from the scripture this morning?
所以今天早上我们透过这些经文可以带着什么回家呢?
First of all, Jesus enters into our world.
第一，耶稣来到世界。
To share our joys and sorrows.
来分享我们的喜乐和悲伤。
In the midst of all the busyness of our lives.
在我们很忙碌的生活里面。
That is good news.
这是一个好消息。
We need not be alone.
我们不需要成为孤单。
Secondly, this morning, just as Mary brought her need to Jesus.
第二点，就好像玛利亚把她的需要带到耶稣的面前一样。
We as well can bring our deepest needs to him.
我们也可以把我们最深的需要带到耶稣面前。
He meets our deepest need.
他可以满足我们最深的需要。
Far beyond all we could ask or even think.
这个满足我们的需要是超过我们所求所想的。
Thirdly, we come to Jesus as servants, ready to listen and obey.
第三点，我们学到了就是一个愿意听、愿意顺服的仆人的样式。
And finally, the promise of God. Remember.
最后，让我们不要忘记神的应许。
Obedience.
顺服。
Listening to God and following Him.
听而顺服。
Obedience always leads to God's blessing.
顺服永远带来祝福。
And we are blessed people. God bless you.
我们是有福的人，愿神祝福我们。
Amen.